Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A homeowner shot and killed a brown bear on Douglas Island last week, the first brown bear documented on the island in more than 40 years. Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Ryan Scott says sightings of brown bears are often reported, but there's been no proof, at least until now. Authorities did not name the man who reported he heard a racket outside of his home at about 6:30 Thursday morning near Mile 5 of North Douglas Highway.
The homeowner went out to scare the bear away, which is, you know, a normal thing for Juno. And instead of responding like we would normally expect, running away essentially, the bear actually turned to face him, and the homeowner felt like the bear was, you know, imminently going to come to him, and he dispatched the animal.
The homeowner reported shooting shortly afterward. Alaska wildlife troopers investigated the killing of the male bear, which reportedly weighed more than 700 pounds. The shooting was ruled to be justified.
The wildlife troopers did visit the site and talked to the homeowner and looked around a little bit. And, you know, it looked like the home was well kept. There were no noticeable attractants, you know, things like that. So it's a little bit of a head scratcher as to why the bear was as agitated as it was.
The last confirmed brown bear on Douglas Island was killed by a hunter back in 1974. The body of a Washington State commercial fisherman was recovered from waters off Cordova after his boat was spotted driving in circles. Alaska State Troopers say the body of 69-year-old Clifford Johns of Bothell was recovered Thursday night. Coast Guard took a report that Johns' fishing boat, Dances with Clams, was driving in circles with no one on board in the Copper River Flats. Two wildlife troopers went to the scene and, with the help of a Good Samaritan vessel that could navigate shallow water, approached the fishing boat. And as the troopers approached, a Coast Guard helicopter crew spotted John's body in the surf. The governor's office and the Department of Administration are warning of a potential government shutdown. The office sent emails yesterday to state employees explaining the situation. Lawmakers still have not yet passed a budget for 2018. They are still meeting in a special session, grappling with a multi-billion dollar budget deficit. The new fiscal year starts in just over a month, on July 1st. If lawmakers do not reach a compromise before then a government shutdown would start. A Department of Administration spokesperson says it will send close to 18,000 notices in the mail tomorrow unless the legislature passes a budget. That figure does not include the university system, legislature, and the courts, who must notify their own employees. An Eielson Air Force Base near Fairbanks is opening a gate that workers will use for a $500 million construction project so that the base can receive 54 new F-35 fighter jets scheduled to arrive in 2020. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the gate will give construction crews easier access starting tomorrow. The construction includes a building for a simulator, new munitions storage facility, and a maintenance hangar. Forecast calls for showers continuing today and tonight.